copy of the rental contract or a notarized letter authorizing travel into Canada. While your U.S. driver's license is valid, you should be aware of the different laws in the provinces where you're traveling. For example, in Quebec, all traffic signs are in French. If you intend to visit the French-speaking sections of Canada, you could always make the time for a few free French lessons on Duolingo, just to get the basics in without much trouble. The campgrounds in Canada will have amenities similar to those in the United States, thankfully enough. Some national and provincial parks have full hookups and showers, while others don't. You'll also be able to choose from a range of private campgrounds that offer various amenities such as playgrounds and swimming pools for those traveling with children. The main difference is that open campground seasons are shorter since the warm season tends to be shorter itself. Just make sure you get your reservations in advance and you should be fine. When it comes to money and banking in Canada, there are some important things to know. Canada doesn't have any pennies and prices are approximated to the nickel. Most places will accept the U.S. dollar, but they will often be taken at par, which isn't ideal since the U.S. dollar is higher in value than the Canadian dollar. It is best to exchange your money at a bank or use your credit or debit card for the day's exchange rate. Notify the bank affiliated to your credit cards that you're traveling so they don't put a last-minute freeze on your accounts. Trust me, that is never a fun experience, especially when it is a late at night or a Sunday when most banks are already closed and you're trying to pay for something like dinner at a restaurant. Now that you know what to expect when traveling north of the border, there is one other thing you need to do to make sure you are ready to travel. We need to discuss what you need to pack for a trip to Canada and Alaska so you are not traveling too light, but you're also not like Mrs. Potato Head and carrying the strangest items just in case they might be needed. What to pack? Traveling by RV to Canada or Alaska means you are adventurous and want to get close to nature with your own terms and comfort. So for this kind of lifestyle choice, you need to be extra prepared so you don't get stuck out in the wilderness with no means of communication, navigation, or sustenance. We want to avoid something like that since there are rather traumatizing experiences that may put you off from future trips of that sort. Let's take a look at what you need for your travels north of the border. For the RV, if your trip is going to stay on paved roads, then you won't need anything other than what you pack on a standard RV trip, which includes items such as non-perishable foods, maps and guides, an emergency kit, clothes, miscellaneous equipment such as a camera or a fishing rod, sunblock, blankets, a tent, a sleeping bag, and a hefty supply of water. However, if you plan to head out into the wilderness on gravel or dirt roads, you'll need to pack a few extra things. For example, if you are towing a vehicle, you will need to get a rock guard or a thick pad. You may also want to get protection for your headlights as well as tire chains in case of snow and ice and a tire pressure monitoring system, so you're not stranded in the middle of nowhere with a couple of flat tires. If you're going to stay off the grid for any amount of time, you should carry extra batteries or consider installing a solar-based system on your RV. Another option is to purchase a solar-powered rechargeable battery, which comes in handy regardless of the situation. Before traveling, it is extremely important you check your insurance policy to ensure it is honored in Canada, has extra coverage for your windshield, and that it can tow you as far as 100 miles. Preemptive measures make for a safe trip. For backcountry camping, if you plan to stay anywhere other than front country developed campgrounds, you should make sure you pack a few extra supplies fitting toward the activities you intend to partake in once you reach your chosen destination. Check all your tanks are full and you have plenty of water. For emergencies, make sure you have a shovel, reflective triangles, and cones. If you have little to no idea about what essentials to bring with you, I've created an outline with the basics of what is needed for any RV trip. Maps and road guides, portable lights, rechargeable batteries in their charger, camping tent, sleeping bags, bottled water supply, first aid kits, matches or lighters, lighter fluid as well, kitchenware, cups, plates, bowls, forks, spoons, knives, spatulas, cooking pots and pans, cooking oil, napkins, can and bottle openers, rain jackets and rain boots, umbrellas, sunscreen or coconut oil, toilet paper rolls, toiletries, toothbrushes and toothpaste, deodorant, razor blades, nail clippers, etc. Shower toiletries, including soap and hair shampoo and sponges, towels, trash bags, backpacks, old newspapers, backup fireplace logs, bedding and pillows, laundry supplies, quarters, detergent, fabric softener, cloth bag, and hiking boots. More miscellaneous supplies include entertainment like board games, movies, or books, fishing rods, picnic blankets, canoes or kayaks and their paddles, surfboards, mountain bikes, more elaborate kitchenware, measuring cups or spoons, tea kettles, blenders, tongs, whisks, binoculars, camera equipment, drawing or painting supplies, pet leashes and food if you're bringing your furry companion with you.